Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And again, you can follow us on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard 68 on the gram. All right. At the bottom of the hour, one of our favorite segments, Alex Teichert's Tower of Trivia. It's always a fun game.
Don't entice me, Alex, to come up with some crazy clues, okay?
All right, Rob.
What are the rules again? No rhyming?
No foreign languages. I don't give number clues anymore. But, Chris, you missed it last week. Rob almost got fired again.
That's right.
From Fox Sports Radio.
Uh-oh. So what? Tell me the story.
I cannot tell you on the air because he would get fired again. But
Rob,
I will tell you off
doing,
the air.
Man? What are you doing?
I was trying to help Alex with a clue, and I lost my head, so to speak, and I just didn't know what I was saying.
I just got a text that said, you better have dumped that. I said, no problem.
All right, well, let's go here, Rob. We led off the show with Aaron Rodgers. That, of course, is the big, you know, that's MVP from last season, one of the best of all time. That's the big story until something is settled, like, you know, this is kind of, we had RJ Young on, Fox Sports draft analyst, last hour, Rob, and he said it's kind of like the Deshaun Watson scenario before, you know, all this stuff that's engulfed Deshaun Watson. And it is. I mean, the team has all the leverage because, as he said, Rodgers would have to give back 20-some-odd million dollars.
It'd be hard for people to do it, but guys have done it. Barry Sanders, I remember when he was in Detroit and he quit, Chris. He had to pay back the Lions his signing bonus, and I ran into him at an
airport.
How
much was it?
It was like $8 million or so. It was a lot of money.
Right, at that point.
And I ran into Barry at the airport. I was on my way to Vegas. No laptop, nothing, Chris. Just I'm going to get away and relax for a couple days. And I see Barry, and we just start talking, and he says to me, you know, I gave back the money to the Lions. I said, what? You know what I mean? Like, he just dropped that on me.
So
like
were you able to report it?
I had to pick up the phone, call the office,
dictate
a story.
Right.
Yeah, before I got on the plane because it's a long flight.
Yeah.
Right, and you know, totally I would miss different. Deadline. So I had to dictate this story with some quotes from Barry, whatever, and put it all together. It was on the strip across A1 the next day. But that's how close it was. You know what I mean, Chris? When you're not prepared and you're a reporter, you just got to make do. But anyway.
Would he have gone to another team?
I think the Lions still had his rights because he quit.
So he couldn't.
He really couldn't.
Just like Deshaun.
They would have to trade him or something and they would get some compensation for him. So I don't know. I don't see Aaron Rodgers. Not at this. You can't play that game and be 37 and sit out a year. I just think that
no,
that's not
and he'd
really,
regret it, Rob.
Yeah, that's.
I
not,
just
that's,
think even though he's obviously got a bright future ahead of him, if he wants to do TV or whatever,
he
he's
could
been
do
great
that
in these
show. He really could do that show.
Yeah, and he could probably do other stuff. I mean, I'm sure they'll try to get him on TV.
Nah,
right?
He's good on that show. I mean, have you seen him? He's good.
I'm not gonna say I'm not a Jeopardy fan. I don't watch it though. I never miss it. Cause
so
you never
I get it. But have you seen any clips of him on it?
I heard mixed reviews. Some people I heard said he was really good. One person who is a big fan of the show said he was so-so.
Okay.
So did you watch any of it?
Yeah, I watched some of it. I thought he was pretty good.
You
know, for a guy who's not a TV guy, do you know what I mean? He's not
he would get better.
In time, he would get better, Chris. It's like reps. You know that. It's like reps. But he's off to a good start for a guy who's a football player doesn't have TV experience. That's what I mean.
The thing with him, Rob, if he, let's just say hypothetically, he walked away. And again, he's a Hall of Famer already. He does have at least the one Super Bowl. I think, though, Rob, he'd regret it because he's leaving many bullets in the chamber. You know, he's still got, I think, probably three, maybe more years of high-level quarterbacking. And so I'm with you in that I don't think he'd walk away. Let me throw this at you. If you had your druthers, where would you like to see him playing next year?
It doesn't matter to me. I'd like rather hear from you because to me, it doesn't matter. Like, if he plays, I would like to see him play. I think he's a great quarterback, one of the best who's ever thrown the football. But I haven't looked at teams to go, oh, yeah, it would be great, because I just don't look at teams like that. So
there are teams, a lot of the teams, before last night I would have said San Francisco. But obviously they going with Trey Lance, you know, at least if not this year, then next year. So I'll cross them up. Some of the other teams I felt the same way about. Miami, I think, would have been a good fit. New England, I would have loved to see him with Belichick. Pittsburgh, I'd love to see him there instead of Big Ben. How about New Orleans at this point? I mean, they still got weapons, you know what I'm saying? Like, he steps in there. I mean, they're so – but of the places – I mean, I ain't going to lie. Him in Denver doesn't get me all that excited, but they would be good. You know, they would be very good. I would have said Chicago too, but now they got Justin Fields. So, Rob G, I'm sorry. Vegas doesn't do it for me. But look, wherever
Rob
he
G
goes,
would take him in a New York minute.
Oh,
are you kidding?
Of course he would. Of course he would. But look, I think he'll – Rob, I think he's going to be in Green Bay. I think he's going to be in Green Bay.
I think only because of the financial spot that they're in. You know what I mean? Like people don't understand.
Well,
they
don't want to move him.
They think that – right, I think they're just in a spot. Both A, because of where his playing, his talent, where his level is, and what they know if they step off from him, where they're headed, which is not to the NFC Championship game or any chance of that.
Oh yeah,
so
right.
They know
they're
that.
Rebuilding.
Right,
right,
right. But number two, financially, it wouldn't make sense for them. It hurts. So there's a lot of different things playing, and. I guess it's like you, Chris. I think they're going to take your approach, which is to try to what's your dad saying? Something to
suffer through.
Suffer.
We're
going
to suffer through.
Right.
That was their motto, and they've had a good marriage. They'd be married. It'll be 50.
Right, but
did
we know
years.
50 something years? 56
years, and
they had their dry patches. Everybody, if you didn't, you're only lying to yourself, Chris. Come on, anybody who's been married. Yes. Rob G complains all the time. He's only been married a handful of years.
Well, he said his wife can't cook. He said he's got Karen Ranch dressing around in his back pocket.
He even puts ranch dressing when she makes steak. I mean, that's how bad it is.
All right,
did you or did you not go to Sizzler for lobster tail?
Sizzler.
And you're making fun of me
that's unbelievable.
With some ranch and steak.
Not this Sizzler.
What's
but
wrong with Sizzler?
No, Sizzler's not a sponsor. You can say whatever you want, Chris. Be as honest as you want to be.
Well, they might
Rob
be a sponsor in the future.
That's right. Rob G.
That's where Gascon's getting his cards.
Rob G,
from
you've never eaten that Sizzler? I want to know.
I have, but I'm
I
not going to get
Sizzler
a
when
steak
I was 10
or a
years old
from Sizzler.
They had
the salad bar.
No, any better.
They had the two lobster tail special. What are you talking about?
Look, I know how Rob rolls, Rob G. He took me and Martin Weiss. First of all, we had to walk 2 miles to get to this place.
Rob G, you've
it
been out to eat with me.
Spot.
I'm always paying.
It was a hookah spot.
A hookah.
And it was some type of two, you know, H-O-O-K-A-H.
Oh,
where they were
hookah.
Smoking hookah.
Hookah.
Hookah. Hookah. I'm sorry. And we found out afterwards it was like buy one steak, get two free or something. Although, Rob, I will say this. The steak was actually good.
The steak was really
good. It was good. I
had
lie.
Two coupons, and it was four of us. So I was like, I took everybody out. I paid for two meals, and we had four. That's a smart man.
But he didn't tell us that as we were going. Let me get to the point, Rob. You know what I'm going to say, so you're stalling.
I'm not stalling.
Rob Parker. I don't care where Aaron Rodgers goes next year. I don't care if he's still there in Green Bay. I don't care if he went to another New Orleans, some other team in the NFC. I'm saying right here, right now, that the representative for the NFC next year will be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, I thought you said they were winning. I thought you said they were winning the Super Bowl.
They win
so
in the NFC. No,
oh,
I never said that yet.
I
haven't said that yet. I haven't made my decision between them and Kansas City yet. But I've made my decision that they are winning the NFC. Rob Parker, they got all 22 starters back, plus Giovanni Bernard, who the one thing they didn't have was a running back who could catch the ball. And now they got that in Bernard. I think Antonio Brown is going to ball. Ball, I tell you. He had a great second half of the season, 45 catches in, I think, 8 games. That's 90, you know, over a full season with 16 games. I think he's going to be their best receiver. And obviously, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin are great. They got the tight ends. And Rob, I thought over that second half, I remember when they were struggling and you know, people thought, oh, are you jumping off of them? Nah, I said, nah, they'll get it together. And they did. And I just think now they're going to be like a well-oiled machine next year. So I am taking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the NFC field.
Your words ring hollow for me because I remember a year ago after Kansas City won and after the draft and the players that they got, you sat up here and banged your chest. Patrick Mahomes is going to win the MVP. They were going to repeat as Super Bowl champs. Who can beat them? They got better. And
so
they didn't
because
win.
I was
they
wrong, they
no,
ring
they,
hollow?
No, they didn't score. No, but it just tells you that it's hard to predict those things. And
well, of course.
You're just taking the, you're
Sir,
just taking
should
the
we
most
just stop
obvious.
Making predictions?
No, you're
it's
just taking
the most obvious.
It is the
I,
most
when I took
obvious.
Them last year, it wasn't obvious.
Chris, you pick every team that's won a championship
last year
the
was
next
not,
year.
I, did Tampa Bay win it 2 years ago?
Chris, you
no,
pick Kansas
you, I will
City.
Not, I will not sit
you
here and let
Kansas
you lie
City.
About me.
You pick Kansas
but, yeah,
City.
But
Chris, you picked Kansas City. You didn't
Rob,
pick Tampa.
That's a one time. Now
no,
the other time
is,
I picked the team.
Chris,
did I pick New England 2 years ago?
Chris, I'm
no,
my
no,
point.
No, I will not let you sit here and lie on me.
My point is last year you picked Kansas City.
Okay.
And let's play the tape. Oh,
no,
they got
I know
better.
I picked Kansas
they
City.
Got better from a year ago. Now they got the
Who'd
running back.
Pick?
Now they got this.
Who'd you pick?
Now Patrick
Orleans?
Mahomes saved them money so that they could keep all their players. How are they going to lose? Patrick's
so,
going to
so
win
now
the MVP.
We're saying if you
and
make a wrong
just,
prediction,
no,
your
I didn't
words
say that.
Ring hollow?
I'm saying your words on this.
Because you've been predicting Tom Brady's done for a decade.
Your words on this ring hollow with me. I can't predict it yet. I don't know who's going to be hurt. I need to see the rest of the team.
Oh, now we waiting
I
to see who's going
to
be hurt?
Time.
Of course.
I need
of course,
to take
if
a little
Tom
time.
Brady gets hurt, they're not getting to the
I'm
Super
not
Bowl.
Ready to, I'm not ready to make a Super Bowl pick in on May 1st. Okay, that's me. You can pick it. I'm not.
Oh, that's fine. But don't tell me. Don't sit here and lie on me. I wouldn't lie on you. I don't pick every defending champion to win the Super Bowl. I haven't even picked Tampa Bay to win the Super Bowl.
Who'd
I
you pick
them
to
win
the
NFC
NBA Finals this year going into the season?
Well, that was before Brooklyn
no,
got
I'm asking
their
you,
guys.
I'm asking you. I'm just
I
asking
I picked the
you
Lakers.
Okay.
So what? You can't pick anybody to repeat? Is that what
say
you're saying?
Chris, I asked you a question.
Why'd you ask
you
the question
it.
About an NBA question about
it.
NFL?
You
when we're talking
it.
NFL, you why'd it. You ask? Why'd you ask an NFL question? Say it with your chest, brother.
I asked you the question. You already okay. know I asked
I'm asking you to say it
you
with your chest.
You answered the question.
You're going to try to go some roundabout way. Say it with some bass in your voice. You had nothing but treble. All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369.
Next year he's picking Kansas City
who you got
again,
in the
too.
NFC? Rob, you picked Jacksonville 3 years ago. You picked Green Bay. No, first you picked New Orleans. Then you picked Green Bay. All right, you haven't been right once. I'm right. I picked two of the last three Super Bowl champions. I'm right. You're wrong. That's why we're the odd couple. 877-99 on Fox. Who do you have in the NFC next season? I'm taking Tampa Bay over the field. Who you got? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the odd couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And our draft coverage continues here on Fox Sports Radio, and it's all brought to you by NetSuite. Now, if you run a business and you're still using QuickBooks, you might as well be using QuickSand. No joke. The bigger your company grows, the faster it's going to sink with that outdated, sorry software. All right? So do yourself a favor. Go to NetSuite.com/draft. NetSuite.com/draft and get yourself a one-of-a-kind financing program. It's special financing that's only available at NetSuite.com/draft. 877-99 on Fox. I think the Bucks look great. Great offseason. It's them or them and everybody else in the NFC. What do you say?
All right, Tommy in Colorado, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, fellas, thanks for taking my call, man.
What's up,
I'm
going
to go in the NFC. I think Chris has taken the easy road. It's just too obvious to go with the Bucks. But I'm going to go with Rob's number one boy, Matt Stat Padford, coming to the Rams. They got all the other pieces. And I think Stafford's just going to be a big upgrade from Goff, and they're going to surprise everybody. And, hey, on the Jeopardy front, fellas, I got to agree with Chris's boy who said Rodgers was middle of the road. I'm an everyday Jeopardy fan, and he was definitely middle of the road.
Wow.
The Jeopardy regulars, Ken Jennings was the best. He was the best so far. Katie Couric was the worst. Oh, no, Dr. Oz was the worst. He was terrible.
Was he really? Dr. Oz?
Terrible.
That's
terrible.
Interesting. That's
Katie
interesting.
Couric, that's a great job. I thought at one point, didn't Dan Patrick want that job? Right?
The Jeopardy job?
Yeah.
Or did what? Rob.
Because he did Sports Jeopardy. I don't know if it's still on, Rob G. Is it still on? It was like an internet or.
No, I think it had a very limited run. They thought they were going to get it on TV.
Am I right?
That kind of fizzled out pretty quick.
Sports Jeopardy.
If I was Aaron Rodgers, like a former player, I'd rather. I mean, look, to each his own. But I'd probably rather be looking at one of these, you know. And analyst jobs?
Nah.
You don't have
you
to get do
it syndicated.
Every day.
You know how much they make those shows
no,
make?
You, but money, yeah, you can make the money. But I'm saying that's work. You know that. What are they filming, like three shows a day?
No. Five shows. But
they film five shows a day?
Yeah. Because,
yeah, and
because
that's
it's
five
a weekly
days a week.
One. No. You don't
do
that,
Oh, they do them all on one day.
All on one
they
day.
They do all the shows on one day.
Judge Judy makes like $60 million a year, and she works 55 days a year. That's all.
Right, she does them all. Right, they do them all. Like,
yeah, because they do enough for a week's
swoop.
Time.
Right,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right.
So you don't work every day. All right, let's go to Chris in New York. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Chris?
Hey guys, I think the Saints have a pretty good shot.
Saints? Where you live in New Orleans?
No, he's from New York.
Drew Brees, yeah. Your uncle? Jameis Winston's your uncle?
No, not really.
Why the Saints? They just lost their quarterback.
I know, but I like Sean Payton. He's a really good coach. You saw what he did to Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy Bridgewater seemed like a really good quarterback in New Orleans. He went to Carolina. He doesn't look good. Now he, wherever he went, I don't know. But the NFC West is not going to make it because they're going to – all their teams are pretty good. They're going to kill themselves that when they face other teams, they're going to lose. So that's just my opinion.
All right. I like my man Chris. I like when he calls up.
Chris wants to be on the air. Probably
He's
be a talk
on his
show
way,
host.
Rob.
He's on his
How
way.
Old is he?
I mean, he has some knowledge. He has confidence.
Yep.
He sounds good. Chris,
I agree.
If it's something you want to do, man, pursue that. Go
Keep up the good work,
yes.
man. Yes.
You like it.
Yeah, and if you know at this point you want to do it, then go full bore because it's competitive. Yep. Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3-and-Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all. On the show, I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year-round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm looking forward to this Lakers game tonight. LeBron's back. Remember last year, you've said it many times, they were 8-13 with LeBron after he came back from the injury.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty, if you remember, right?
So I think he's going to play well, but I guess it's not a given. You know, I mean, he'll put up his numbers, but will he be able to, like, take them to that next level?
Right, which they need to get together for the next 2 weeks or whatever, right? Before the season's over.
So, I wonder, we're almost there. I don't think Anthony Davis has looked very good since he's been back.
Nah, not just okay.
Right.
Just okay.
Not like he's supposed to.
But he was okay, just okay going before the injury, Chris. I mean, we talked about it.
Right. All right. We got Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right, it is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, the segment that proves you don't even gotta like sports to work in sports media, just like our resident DJ, the one and only Alex Tyshirt. Go download his podcast, Weeb Nation. He's doing big things in the anime world.
I never miss Weeb Nation.
Oh,
because you never listen.
I'm sorry, Alex.
Now, if you guys see your email, normally I send you guys the question in advance.
I know.
I was scrambling today, so we are going to ad-lib the heck out of this
one. Wow, look at this.
I'm missing a couple
of questions. Because you were too busy with Kevin Burkhart.
Did you forget some of your questions?
And the draft show yesterday.
Hey, Kevin Burkhart is a friend now. We're going to go hang out on the weekend and have a steak dipped in ranch dressing. Okay.
Unbelievable.
Stop it, Rob.
So you're inviting him over for a cookout.
Such a big timer. You know, I'm working with Kevin Burkhart.
He's a super nice guy.
Well, Rob, you remember when he tried to leave us last year?
That's right.
And you were falling for jobs all over the place.
Going to happen. It is going to happen. By the way, fun fact, Jay Glazer, me and him, same height. So respect to Jay Glazer.
That was the first time you met Jay Glazer?
No, I've met Jay a few times, but this was the first time we actually stood eye to eye.
I still think he's bigger than you. I think he's taller.
He does work out.
And he's a lot more muscular, but he's taller.
No, he's
taller
not.
Than you.
No.
You're husky. Way. He's stocky. He's
wow.
And
the only good part
is soft and chunky.
Rob G saw Jay Glazer like that, he wanted to pick him up. You know what I mean? That was the other
thing. I was just so excited. I was like, yeah, man, one of us is making it. Respect, yes. Jay. One of us. Do it for the...
He ain't as short as you.
It felt like he was.
He got you by at least an inch or two.
We'll see. All right, so let's keep it moving. We're going to go Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. Question number one is not on the board, but it is an easy one, so hopefully you guys can still figure it out and help Alex get the right answer. Rob, I flipped the coin. You get the first crack at it, okay?
All right.
So let's get to it. A pair of Miami defensive ends were taken in the first round of the draft yesterday. Jalen Phillips and Greg Russo. Again, they both played at Miami. Miami's mascot is named after this tropical storm. One word, Rob Parker.
Let's see. Hala.
What was that?
Hala.
Hala?
Think about the question. Can you repeat it, Rob G?
Yes, please.
Miami's mascot, University of Miami.
No, just the end part of it. About
a tropical storm. I'm pretty much giving it away by giving that clue. That was a bad job by me.
Enough. He doesn't
know. No, come on.
Hala.
5 seconds.
He got five.
Oh, gosh.
Three.
Bolt?
That is incorrect.
Tornado?
Hurricane?
That is correct.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
Now, wait a minute. Did you ever watch the Hippo Hurricane Holler? Hippo Hurricane?
No.
I knew the answer, and I wouldn't have got it off Holler.
No?
I forgot it when you said Holler.
Hippo Hurricane Holler.
No, I'm sorry, Rob.
What was that? There was a TV show?
Yeah, there was a TV show. Yeah, that was.
I don't even remember that. Yeah, that was probably in 1957 or something.
Yeah, I think that was past my time.
All right, well, here we go. We're going to keep it moving. Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, the NFL Draft Edition. Number two, Chris Broussard. The 22nd and 23rd picks, not on the board here, both went to the same college, which is great. That college is the Blank Tech Hokies. Blank Tech Hokies.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
What's up, see? What you got?
Blank Tech Hokies.
Yeah.
Jefferson.
Jefferson?
It's a terrible clue, Alex.
It's
almost as bad as Holla.
It is a bad clue. Over my head. Jack? Jackson?
That is incorrect.
I'm sorry, see.
All right, Rob, 9 points to you. Blank Tech Hokies had back-to-back players drafted in the draft in the first round.
Lovers.
Lovers.
Does this make sense to anybody else? Lovers? Mm.
Yeah. Well, now that I know the answer, I don't know if I didn't know it, I might.
I'm going to throw a dart here. I think isn't there a song?
Secret Lovers?
Yeah, I'm thinking because there's only one tech school I can think of, so I'm going to go with Lovers, though. I don't know if it's right, but I'm thinking Virginia, no?
Oh,
that is correct.
Yes, Virginia is for Lovers.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Let's go, baby.
All good. Tied up at the top.
Good job,
Virginia's
Rob.
Virginia's for Lovers. That was their state was slogan.
Was it really?
Right. Yes, Virginia's for Lovers.
That, you never heard that saying?
I think the song you were thinking of is Ohio is for Lovers, actually.
Oh. But there is a saying.
But there is no
for
Ohio
Virginia's
Tech.
For Lovers, right.
All
right,
so now we're going back to the questions that are on the board. They're not in order, though, so hopefully you can follow along here. We're all tied up 9 points apiece. Tyshirt Tower Trivia. Rob Parker, one team that did not take a quarterback in round one, even though they probably should have, plays their home games in Denver. That team's mascot is the blank.
Bucking.
Bucking? Brooks? I'm just kidding. That's not it. That's not it. That's not it. Bucking, Denver. I think they're horses. I think it's a car, but Mustang?
That is incorrect.
Oh.
It's close.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
All right, here
Rob.
You go. Listen closely, Alex.
Okay.
Elway.
If he didn't know the first one, he's definitely not going to know that.
I know. He knows it. Elway.
Okay. CB, you got a little too much faith in me here. Elway. I thought it was a horse. Oh, gosh.
Elway does have big teeth.
Well, he does. I thought it was a horse, no?
Three.
It's not Mustang. Two. Stallion?
That is incorrect.
All right, Rob, your turn.
Come on.
The Denver blank did not take a quarterback, Rob, in round one. Denver blank.
Oh, I think I'm thinking too hard.
Ford?
Bronco?
That is correct.
Yeah!
Oh, no, it's Broncos.
No, that counts.
That counts.
You should have said OJ.
Chris.
OJ would have been.
Oh, OJ Bronco.
OJ, that would have been a good one.
Yeah,
but bucking Bronco, right?
Okay.
Isn't it a bucking Bronco?
Okay.
Bronco?
All right, Rob.
My next one was going to be Tebow.
Oh, gosh.
Still wouldn't have got
say,
that.
White
loser.
Privilege.
Oh, I'm sorry.
White privilege.
All right. Rob got 8 points on that one.
Alex, you are my man today.
I got you, Rob.
Night.
I got
my
you.
Night.
Rob, Rob got 8 points, 17-9 here. Back to you, Chris. Next level. Alabama tied the record with six players taken in the first round. And you know the Alabama rallying cry for all their fans is roll blank.
Oh,
roll blank.
All right. Here we go.
I'm ready, C.
Surfing.
Tide.
There we go.
That is correct.
Is it?
Their best clue of the night.
Let's go.
I was going to say Tide. Cheer.
Cheer?
I was going to say detergent.
Oh, Tide.
Right. That's what I was going
to say. Really? You give Rob points. That was a good tease, too.
I feel like I want Rob as my teammate sometimes.
All right. 19
you know, I'm not
to
a bad
17.
Team.
Back to you,
it's
Rob.
It's tied up, or I'm up.
No,
I'm
you're up by you're up by two all points. Right. Rob, back to you here, really quickly. Rather than take an offensive lineman, the Bengals decided to pair Joe Burrow with his former college wide receiver. That receiver's name is Jamar Blank.
Oh, gosh.
We wouldn't give you a complicated name, Alex. It's a name that you can
figure out. Thank you.
Jamar Blank. Rob Parker.
I have to say, people name their kids Apple now. Like, good luck.
We'll see.
What you got for me, Rob?
Hold on. Let me
Please press 2 for more time.
Yes, I need more time. Give me a second.
Come on, what you got?
All right. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
It's only one word. I'm trying to think of a one word.
What you got for me?
Okay, here we go. Okay. Bank. Bank.
Chase.
Yeah.
That is correct.
I was going to say that, but that was going to be
okay.
My
clue. Let's go, Rob.
Chris, you get this one, you win the game. Okay, Chris, you got to get this one, you win the game.
He said it was an easy name.
This is not an easy one. It's right. Get Tupper up the tower here. The Atlanta Falcons took a tight end in the first round of number 4, the highest we've ever seen a tight end go in the draft. That player was out of Florida. His name, Kyle Blank.
Oh, gosh.
Mm. Chris, for the win, if you can get this.
All right.
Good luck, C.
All right, here we go. Listen closely.
I'm listening.
Picture yourself.
Okay. Right. Eyes are closed.
You can't say that, Chris. One word. One word.
No. Close your eyes.
My eyes are closed.
You can't do that.
I was ready.
He said, no, Chris, don't do that. One clue.
All right, all right.
Because then their clue was picture this. You said picture.
I'm imagining.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Give me the word.
Barbecue
pits.
Yes!
That is a win.
Yes! That makes no sense. Why would you put an S on that?
Barbecue pits.
No, you wouldn't say pit. Barbecue pit. Come on. That's,
why are you
that's,
penalizing
did
Alex
you
for
know
knowing
that?
The answer?
I feel like I might have known it.
All right. You had to know that because you wouldn't have barbecue. Hey, should have said pit.
It's not like
you,
I did the draft show.
Hey, Alex, you know what time it is.
Oh, I might have
bring
an idea.
On the bongos.
Or barbecue pits.
The champ is here. The
it's,
champ
it's
is here.
It's unfair when Alex actually knows an answer.
The champ
even
is
if
here.
It's a bad
groove
clue.
Groove with me.
He still
that
gets
was
it.
A great clue.
That wasn't bad.
More Odd Couple coming your way. Fox Sports Radio. Suckers never play me.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. It is The Odd Couple wrapping up a funky flashback Friday. DJ Alex Tyshirt on the ones and the twos and deep in the crates. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. What you got going this weekend, man? They opening up out there in L.A. more, right?
What about you?
Just going to be around. You know, I was in Florida last weekend, so I'll be chilling. We might go into New York tomorrow.
Right? Go out to dinner or something? Or just
Yeah, we might hit dinner. You know, it's still not much you can do outside of going to dinner.
Yeah, it's good to go out now and be able to go into a restaurant. You know, all the tables aren't packed, but it's still good. And I get my second and final shot for the vaccine on Tuesday. And I'm just planning trips. I started to book tickets. Tickets are still cheap for some places. So I've booked about 6 or 7 weekends.
Really?
Around the country,
Like straight? Not straight.
No, not straight. But, you know,
that's a lot of trips, though.
Yeah, Dallas. Just to get away for the weekend. Because, you know, like during the week, I'm so crunch with everything.
Right.
And the weather's always good here. So it's not like, oh, what are you doing leaving L.A. in June? Do you know what I mean?
Like, to me,
it's when you can't go to the other places that I love L.A. Do you see what I'm saying? So for me, and during this time, Chris, to get away, and I'm going to Dallas and catching up with some friends and going to a ball game, you know, like that. And then I'll go to...
You know, the thing for us, Rob, and you know this as a sports writer, to have weekends off is so unusual. Ugh. You know what I mean? Like, I worked my whole life weekends.
Let me tell you, and then working in Detroit, I covered every Lions Thanksgiving Day game, Chris. So I always worked on Thanksgiving.
Right.
And all the weekends and all the other things, so... Now this is so weird to be off on the weekend.
Right. It's nice, though. It's nice. But this is the most regimented our schedules probably ever
I've
been
ever
in
been.
Our careers.
Ever been. Yeah. For me, it's fine. Really, I know. Yeah, I've
days
never been.
Days really have never mattered.
No.
You know, Saturdays,
holidays,
Sunday were
I
no
never
different
even,
than Tuesdays.
Right. I used to always say to people when they're like, oh, I can't wait for the weekend. I used to be like, what? Like,
right.
It didn't mean anything to me for a long time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let me ask you. You Chicago, we've talked about, man, Rob, Jay Cutler's probably the best quarterback they've had in the modern era.
Jay Cutler was good. If you remember, he got them to the NFC Championship game, didn't it? Or was it the semifinals?
Yeah, but you know,
no, but I'm just saying,
he was hurt.
I mean, that was the year. That was the year that he was on the. Remember, he got hurt during the game.
Yep.
And everybody was ripping him, and then he wound up having surgery after that. I mean, he was
right.
Hurt.
Right. I mean, he was very talented. Had some, aloofed.
He had some issues like with teammates and stuff. But he. Could
but he
play.
Only he made one Pro Bowl. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, when Jay Cutler, as good as he may have been, you know, potential and whatever, when he was your best quarterback in your franchise history, or at least modern times, that's saying something. When Jim McMahon is in the running for your best quarterback ever?
But think about that team, though, Chris. It was always the Bears were about Walter Payton,
And those teams, remember, Peyton's teams weren't very good until
the end. But I'm just saying, but it was always Gale Sayers. I mean, the Bears were about defense and running the football. That's all I'm saying.
Well, and that's tough on a quarterback.
Monsters of the Midway. You know, that was what that team was built on, is all I'm saying. Like, they didn't, you're right, they didn't have great quarterback. The Packers have had nothing but great quarterback. Bart Starr was a great quarterback. They've had like four great quarterbacks.
They had that little drought, and then they got Favre.
Right, that's when they had Rodgers. Don Markowski or whatever. That was
during
the drought.
They had some like I said, when we were growing up, they were nothing. You know, they weren't really on the radar. But Justin Fields, man, look, I like him. We'll see. I've heard people say they feel sorry for him. Really? Because, like we said, do they know how to develop quarterbacks? Now, obviously, this is a different regime. I think Matt Nagy can be good. You know, I mean, he certainly hasn't gotten it done yet. Certainly didn't. I think, Rob, when they went to Foles last year, that was a mistake. You don't go to Foles until the end of the season. Right.
He pulled the plug way too early. Everybody knew it, too.
And they were winning games.
Right.
So if Fields can play, and he probably won't start right away, but maybe halfway through the season he's in there or whatever, but I hope it works out for him because, you know, he's got a lot of the skills that you like to see in a quarterback today. He can run it. He can throw it. And if they get a quarterback, I think they could be good. So we will see. All right. We are the Odd Couple signing off. Go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud. Download the podcast. Subscribe. Leave us 5 stars and a nice comment. And stay tuned. Do not touch that dial because Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are around the corner. Keep it locked.